AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
So let's talk about climbing, rock climbing, not mountaineering, which I have a whole season on, including the Everest expedition. So let's say you watched Free Solo with Alex Honnold and you're like, oh my God, I love to do that, right? I love to climb El Capitan or any other big rock out there or boulder. How do you do it? I always love, you know, climbing. Kind of stopped doing many years ago. Long story short, I had a car crash in about 25 years ago, and I have very limited motion. It's just getting worse year after year, and I'm past 50 now, so it's not going to get any better. But I have limited range of motion on my left arm because of my shoulder, kind of left shoulder. So kind of stay away from rock climbing because it does require you to reach, you know, high. But you know what? I'm seeing this differently now. I've been rock climbing again for a while, and I'm just approaching this as an extra challenge. So now I have to figure out a different route because I know that my left hand is not going to reach, you know, what you would normally reach, right? So it just made it more challenging and forced me to be more creative. So again, back to sort of the whole purpose of my podcast is if you are willing to start doing it and you see rock climbing as something cool, which is, by the way, I guarantee it. I'm biased, but I guarantee it. How do you do it, right? Where do you go? I don't recommend that you go out in a mountain, in the outdoors, and try it as a first or second or third experience, right? I do recommend you go indoors in a climbing gym. There are several out there. And the first one, I was doing my research before the podcast, and first one actually was open in the U.S. in Seattle in 1987. So you very likely, no matter where you live, find a climbing gym at a, you know, a driving distance. You know, I do have a couple around where I live, but I really, you know, kind of resumed my rock climbing activity in the local YMCA. They do have a wall that's 24 feet, about 8 meters, right, high. So it's not exactly, you know, El Capitan in Yosemite, but it is a good, it makes a good practice. It builds stamina. It gives you sort of all the basics to build the strength that is needed and even to develop the technique, even though, again, it's the YMCA in Connecticut, in Darien, Connecticut. So the rock, you know, the climbing wall was kind of built. The jugs and everything, the holds that you have there is kind of randomly assembled. So there's no logic or grading to the routes. But you can make it harder, right? I climb this every other day, pretty much as a part of my workout, and I make it harder, right? I avoid certain holds. I choose the hardest path and the ones that I have to reach, or some of the dinos, meaning some small jumps that you do on the wall. So I make it difficult myself. It's always entertaining. I mean, it's very small, but it's big enough to allow me for infinite, you know, combinations. So that's my first recommendation. Find a climbing wall, a climbing gym, even better, you know, to get started. There are several, you know, videos online. You can take a look at the technique. I think immediately you don't need an instructor for this. It's great if you can hire one, but you don't need it. You can see the basics, you know, the beginner techniques for climbing and go from there. I do recommend you get the right equipment yourself. Some of these gyms even you know, even the YMCA will give you climbing harness, right, to wear. Again, it's the kind of equipment that I prefer to have my own and to inspect it and to, you know, buy very high quality, because if that thing breaks, it's going to hurt. Even 24 feet high, it's going to be bad, right? Guaranteed to get, you know, a couple bones broken. So I recommend you go to certain shops. You can buy it online. There are great brands like Black Diamond, Petzl, the like. You can buy a harness and you can buy shoes. You need to buy shoes, you know, climbing shoes. They're not expensive. There are some fancy ones that cost a lot of money. You don't need to start with them. Start with the beginner one. They're more, they're softer than the other ones, the more advanced. And it's worth it. Don't try to climb. And I saw people try, oh, I'm going to give it a try wearing sneakers. It simply doesn't work, right? Some of the holds are too slippery for sneakers, or the sneakers are too big. It's not going to make it a good experience. And you need some chalk, right? If you have sweaty hands or not, chalk adds to the element. It will give you more grip. It will make the whole experience better. So before you even try it, make sure you get the right equipment, right? I've seen a lot of people try it at the local gyms and, you know, and they just like, ah, I can't do this, right? Or it doesn't work. It doesn't work because they don't have the right equipment. So getting the right equipment to start with, watch some basic videos about the basic technique, and then find a gym, spend some, you know, an hour or so there. I don't know how many your arms, you know, can resist and stand in the first times. I mean, you're going to get pumped, as it's called, and your arms are going to feel it. But once you develop more and more experience and a better technique, you're not going to need your arms, right? You use your legs, and you can last much longer with them. So that's sort of how you get started with a climbing gym. You will see there are different ratings. In the U.S., typically for bouldering, and bouldering is a different animal, right? You see in a climbing gym, bouldering, you don't have a harness. They're not as high, although a fall from a boulder can hurt you, right? Even though if you don't know how to fall, but they're interesting problems to be solved, right? This is the core of, I think, in my opinion, what a bouldering, you know, climbing is about. There are difficult routes. You know, some of them are negative, meaning you're inverted. Even the more beginner ones are not. They're flat. There's still problems you need to solve. They're very short, but they're intense. And then you have the walls, right? Which you can go really high, 30 feet, 40 feet. There was a wall, and I was in Israel, in Tel Aviv, which is amazing. It's called iClimb. Tel Aviv, Israel. Look it up. It's outdoors, but it's a gym. It's a climbing wall, gigantic, super cool. So you have, right, different altitudes here. That case is really high, but it's a different, almost like a different style. So you can use bouldering as a training and just having fun with bouldering, or you can go climb a wall. But start there. That's my first advice before you go out. I was talking about the ratings when I kind of digressed. But back to the ratings, you see the Yosemite, scale in the U.S., right? 5 is what you're going to find in climbing gyms, and it goes from 5, you know, 1 all the way through 5, 13. Maybe you're going to find something higher in a gym. I don't think so. But you learn about the ratings. And how you can progress. The good thing about, you know, climbing gyms is the rating is right there in your face, so you can actually track your progress. You know, climbing first as 5.7, and then you're gonna feel the difference trying a 5.8, and then you go to a 5.9A, 5.9C, and then you see where your limit is, and then you can always try to push it, right? Through improving your technique, to building strength and stamina. How can you push it? Like, I was super happy when I passed the 5.10 barrier, right? And now I'm pushing to break the 5.11. So you can track your progress very easily in those gyms. It's not that simple if you go outdoors. But again, that would be my first episode, my first recommendation, if you start, again, if you watch Free Solo and like, oh my God, I want to be like Alex Honnold, good luck. He's an alien. But or Tommy Caldwell, doesn't matter, both aliens. You know, but if you want to give it a try, recommend you get the right equipment, rent it. If you don't want to buy it, use it, at least wear it, right? Don't try with sneakers. Don't try, you know, don't go half-baked. It's not going to be a fun experience. Go to the gym. You can rent some shoes, you know, rent the harness. Do it right way. And I hope you enjoy as much as I do and so many other people. My next episode, I'm going to talk about going outdoors, right? What is different and what I recommend as a beginner, you know, you should be thinking about. Till next time. Bye.